talk about XWiki as a web development runtime platform. So I'm Vincent Massol from the XWiki SIS company, and I'm also one of the open source committer on the XWiki project. So today my goal is to try to present XWiki in a different light. Some of you may know it as a wiki, as an advanced wiki, but I would like to show you and demonstrate that you can go further than that and that you can use it as a development platform. So let's start. So what do we have for today? So I want to first to show you that XWiki is not a wiki. It's a lot more than that. Then we'll see what we can develop with XWiki. Then we'll talk about the development model to see how it's done in practice. And we'll conclude with some pros and cons of using it. So why is XWiki not a wiki? So actually it is a wiki, of course, but that's just one usage. So what you're seeing on the screen is an example of using XWiki as a standard wiki. This is what you get if you download it. So by default, it's a structured open source enterprise wiki that is ready to be used. You don't have any development to do, you can just use it as is. But, and that's the important but, it's also a platform for developing any type of content-based web applications. So under the hood, it sits on top of a servlet container, and XWiki exposes a lot of services, more than 700 actually, and those are business services. They're not just technical services like a logging service, but they're also business services like a WYSIWYG editor, the ability to do configuration, the ability to have a blog application, a scheduler, watch list, skins, attachments, store, etc. Custom metadata, and a lot more. So all those services are exposing APIs that you can actually use yourself. You have access to them. And they also expose, for some of them, they also expose UIs. So wiki pages and UIs. And then your own application can add your own services developed either in Java, for example, or inside wiki pages.